Hi, this is Darren Smith, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. Is anyone tired today? Are you still trying to recover from our disrupted sleep pattern from daylight savings time? Well, at least the dreaded spring forward is now behind us, and we can look forward to the fall back. In an effort to shift our experience of light and darkness, we humanly move the time. We change the clocks. But what about our souls? Human beings can't just add some light here, remove darkness there. No, God alone is the one who must and does change darkness to light. In the Bible, in 1 Peter chapter 2, after describing the great salvation that God has provided, the Apostle Peter encourages Christians to live a life that honors God through holy living, even in the midst of profound suffering and trials. In verse 7, Peter makes a distinction between Christians and non-Christians. Christians are persons who have rested their life on the ultimate foundation, the cornerstone, who is Jesus Christ, specifically who he is as God, man, and Savior, and what he has done for his people, his perfect life, his atoning death on the cross, his resurrection victory of sin and death. Jesus is the cornerstone for our lives as Christians, and it's in him alone we rest our lives upon. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 2, picking up in verse 7. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. This passage reveals that Christians have believed, whereas unbelievers remain indifferent or in outright rejection of him. Listen to verse 9 as the comparison continues. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There's a purpose here. The text says God saved you. God chose you. He set you apart. Some detailed and dear descriptions of the Christian. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Why? To proclaim the excellencies of Jesus Christ, the only Lord and Savior. Once you too were in darkness, captive to sin and its penalty and power, you stood condemned before a holy God, but God called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation and eternal abundant life. Verse 10 reads, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. It is the mercy and grace of God that brought you into his marvelous light, out of a life dominated by the darkness of sin's debt and tyranny. You have received profound mercy from the gracious hand of God. Jesus Christ took our place. He took the blackness and curse of sin, its debt and penalty, upon himself for the holy justice of God against all that is wrong and evil and wicked. He bore our iniquities and died on the cross for our sin. And then he led the way in resurrection victory, offering us his righteousness so that we too could have life in him. What an amazing gift. And God promises that if we turn away from sin and trust in the Lord Jesus, we receive this glorious gift of salvation. Colossians 1, verses 13 to 14 speak of it this way. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Recall the word marvelous that Peter uses. We were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Will you pause and marvel at what God has done for you and seek to tell someone else? We must proclaim the excellencies of Jesus the Savior to a world lost in utter darkness. They desperately need to be freed from that domain. No time change will ever get rid of that kind of darkness. Only the transforming, nature-changing, kingdom-realigning power of God can do that. They need to be born again, become a new creature in Jesus Christ. It is a tragic thing for people to remain in darkness because the glories of God are obscured by sin and unbelief when salvation is available and near to them. So here's the privilege and purpose we have as Christ ones. Make him known. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Will you both rest in and proclaim these marvelous excellencies of God's salvation to us out of darkness and into God's marvelous light? Perhaps even use discussions about daylight savings time to share about our amazing Savior. This has been Darren Smith, your radio pastor for the day.